Sunday school time. I have a trick question. Didn't I start last year's sermon with a trick question? Excuse me. I don't know who that was, but their timing was awful. It was an 866 number, so chances are it was spam anyway. Insistent, aren't they? Your question is, when did building disciples since 1845 become our official slogan? Anyone know the answer? Bev? Never. I made it up. I did. I don't know. I was looking for something punchy and shorter. And so I made it up. I said, building disciples since 1845. And a moderator of our church, and I won't mention John Weeb by name, tried to make it official. He made it the forefront of our website and everything else, but it wasn't official, and then he left, and we just kind of forgot the idea of making it official. Nonetheless, building disciples is part of our thing. Do you know where, does anyone know where I got the idea since a date? From Molson's. Since 1786. We haven't been around, well, we have been around that long because we're, of course, the direct descendants of the New Testament church. So we could say it's like since 55 AD or something, but we don't say that. Anyways, that's not what I came to talk about. I came to talk about our church vision statement. There it is. That's official. I was here when they made it official, but I don't remember exact 20-some-odd years ago, I guess. 1990? Oh, that's a long time ago. That might even be before I got here. And it consists of five things. Together. Well, we talked about together. We're here. What are we? Together. Promoting Christ. Well, we did that earlier. We sang those, you know, shout to the Lord and Lord, I lift your name on high. That's definitely promoting Christ. Worshiping God. We did holy, holy, holy. That's definitely worshiping God. Holy, holy, holy is very important to me personally because in the church I grew up in, I'm a renegade Presbyterian, we sang one verse of holy, holy, holy every Sunday. Every single Sunday. The church officer carried the church Bible in, put it on the pulpit, then we sang holy, holy, holy. And I've always enjoyed, loved the song, I love the message that God is holy. Growing disciples, oh my. I have a story. I always have stories. 10 or 12 or 13 or maybe more years ago, I was at a church board meeting, sitting with my back to the window, with Dave on one side and Eric Stolte on the other side of me. And they're bandying this word disciples around, and I'm saying, wait, 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 you're using this jargon word. Now, I'm very good at being jargon word because I'm a computer guy. I got all kinds of great jargon words, but one of them's not disciples. What does disciples mean? Well, after they looked at me like I had three heads, Eric Stolte turned to me and said, to be more like Jesus. And I said, I can understand that. So growing disciples mean we need to encourage people to be more like Jesus. Now I've got a bit of scripture here somewhere. There it is. I believe this is from Matthew, one of the chapters. I understand there's multiple chapters in Matthew. This is the great commandment. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. thanks be to God for his holy word. Because that's the word of God talking to us. Love God and love your neighbor. If you don't love your neighbor, you can't build disciples. That's how you do it. You show examples of love. We are all about love because Jesus told us to be all about love. And I always thought that this church embodied that, certainly since the time I've been here. I don't think I have anything to do with that personally, other than, we can show love to our neighbors. Growing disciples, encouraging people to be more like Jesus. Isn't that a fabulous thing? And I think that that's what we need to try to do as a church. There are so many ways we do that already. We give out vegetables, showing love to our neighbors. We support the Arcade Mission and other local mission initiatives. Why? Because we want to show love to our communities. Oh yeah, see that bit at the bottom? Serving our communities. We serve them by showing them love and supporting them and by giving the peace of Christ to our friends. So that's our lesson for today. That's our reason for being a church together. Why don't we pray? God, thank you for bringing us together, for helping celebrate you when you came to earth as a baby, grew up, and taught us all about loving each other. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to go forth and telling all the world about the things that you've taught us and supporting our communities. We thank you for that opportunity. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.